The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I have with me this morning on the line. Good morning, Mr. Antonio Prescott, who is a car sales trainer lecturer at CTS College, Sales and Marketing. All right, so Antonio, good morning.
Good morning to you, Davey.
Good morning, good morning, good man. I realize you're online with me this morning.
Yeah, online this morning. I'm in Ghana right now.
Oh, you're in Ghana?
Guyana.
Sorry. Oh, Guyana. All right, good man. Good. What's he travel about? Is it personal or is it business?
It is business.
More business. Okay, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. I'd get a job like you, boy. They could send me over the place, boy. All right, so we're talking about the reason for car accidents and why car get involved in these fender benders and bunksidents, as it were, in Trinidad and Tobago. Let's open the talks and conversations. I mean, yesterday there was a big accident on the priority bus route with a 12-seater maxi in a car. You know, what are your thoughts on what causes these things?
Okay, so at the end of the day, what I realize, for example, tires as well. Some people don't overlook those things because, you know, you looking to save and you think that, all right, I do not need to purchase a tire now, but then we are in the rainy season and, you know, you're driving at a particular rate per hour, basically, and you realize that the road is wet, it has a lot of oil spills and so forth on the road, and then when it is now, that mix, and you drive and you try to maybe mash brakes suddenly, that is where an accident can create.
So you're saying that one of the reasons why is because persons take a poor approach to tire. Is there a particular different type of tire that you need to buy? Because I notice sometimes when you go to these you and you buy foreign used tires, they tell you, all right, we have some snow tires here for sale.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling you there's a snow tire.
Correct.
You know, you buy any tire and they say, well, you can get a two, what size are they? 15s? 225 15s? All right, we have some snow tires here. We have some foreign news, you know, 250 for one.
Mm-hmm.
How effective?
And people thinking that they're getting a deal. So they say, okay, all right, snow tires, let me take it. The bead's looking good, you know, and so forth. But when it comes to the front of your vehicle, I think that is where persons should purchase brand new tires for left and right. The back, you could maybe go with a foreign used tire or tires per se, but the front of your vehicle, I think that is most important because that is where the control comes in.
All right, so share some importance as to the braking system as well, because gone are the days when we have rear wheel drive. Most of these new vehicles are front wheel.
Correct, yeah.
So what is the, and I think that's a very pertinent point you just highlighted there in terms of new tires being to the front of the vehicle, because that's where the braking system is.
Yes. So like if some persons who, you know, maybe budgeting and they don't want to purchase brand new tires for the four, definitely you could go with the two, because I personally do it. So that is something I would say. I wouldn't tell someone to do something and I don't do it for myself. I always try to purchase brand new tires for the front of my vehicle, and if I end up in a situation where it is maybe I driving a bit fast and when I try to slow down, I realize like the car is not, I am not having control of the vehicle and it leaning to another side. So that's something that I could definitely recommend based on my personal experience and not having any difficulty per se.
All right. So with that being said, we see tires causing a major problem here. Let's also talk about other factors on vehicles that can, let's take a call quickly. One person is trying to get in. Good morning.
A pleasant good morning, Davey, once more. A pleasant good morning to Mr. Prescott. Mr. Prescott, you say you're from CTS?
Correct, CTS College, yeah.
Right, so your bosses, Suraj and Ravi, are my clients. But anyway.
Okay.
I am of the opinion that lack of patience is one of the things that causes accidents. Nobody wants to wait. Everybody wants to be first in this country. I heard you mention about tires, but I remember years ago, there were people who had smooth tires and used to regroove it and still not get into accident because they're taking their time on the road and they're pulling bull. So that means they're driving holy. So that, you might be right. That's one of the things. But the fact is that we drive within the speed limit and have a conscience to use common terms and respect other people's rights, know what you want to overtake, even though it's not unsafe to overtake and so on, that is reason. And that over-speeding are the biggest cause of accidents. That's my take on it. I would listen. to your comments. I enjoy.
All right. Thank you very much. He mentioned something I wanted to touch on, regrooving. That was a popular thing at one time.
Yeah.
Is that something dangerous to do, or is it practical to regroove tires and resell it? But before you answer, think about it. Let's take another call coming in. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ola Trinidad here.
Tell me.
All right. I got trailer truck driver. Right, I just pull all Lenka trailer on the road, pull real heavy load. And I up to this morning on look go right now on Clarksambly on the highway there is an accident. And Trinidadian problem, they don't understand how to drive on the road. If you see a car coming and meet a trailer truck on the road, you see how they try to reverse to just clear for we to pass. They can't even reverse. My thing about it is that the drivers and them have to learn to practice themselves. They want to drive 100 miles per hour on the road, and they cannot hold 50 miles per hour. Right? So the speed is one. Two, the inexperience, especially cars, especially small vehicles. Watch it for yourself on your seat.
All right, thank you for sharing. So I appreciate that statement coming from the caller. 625-2257 and 627-3223 if you have any ideas as to what causes accidents. So the regrooving of these tires, how practical is it and how dangerous is it?
Regrooving is very dangerous because you are basically going deeper into the tire itself. So when you are doing that, then when you are driving and anything that maybe pick up on the tire, it will cause the tire to burst. So regrooving is something that I think some people feel that because they're getting it cheaper, that it makes sense, but literally it don't make any sense because you are going now into the beads of the tire, basically.
And now you're putting yourself at further risk. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I'm from Pinal. I'm on here for a little vacation. And one of the problems I see now is these super bright LED headlights. So when you're driving in the night, it's really a distraction and a danger, you know? And I hope that police can do something about these super bright LED headlights that these guys put on in the car. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's talk again. What else can cause accidents? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dewey.
Good morning, sir.
Speed is the main thing. If a vehicle is traveling, let's say 50 miles per hour, and a car is the same way in 1 ton. When it's traveling 50 miles per hour, it is not 1 ton in road again. If it exceeds that limit, the weight of the vehicle is less. So when you apply brakes, weight of the vehicle is then on weight of the vehicle, the wheel is still pulling on the road, and get the vehicle to have the weight to feel to the brakes, and the brakes and the tires wouldn't be no use in the vehicle anymore. Because they will notice I have not operating take off. Half the bill is speed less than we turn it around.
Okay.
And that is the same thing applies to a vehicle. When a vehicle don't fly, but more fast it goes, is less weight is on the road.
Okay. We didn't get you 100% clear, but I think we get the gist of what you were trying to say. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, calling from Pinal, David. Good morning to Trent Tobago, to all listeners and callers. My concern about the highway that safety are driving. I'll be on the highway a lot of time very early on in the morning. And to me, as the your guest said, the type of tires and the regrooving are the old-fashioned thing. But the way people drive, sometimes they overtake it on the shoulder. As I say, the tire bad. On top of that, the inexperience. Sometimes parents, when children get a license, parents buy a new brand vehicle for them because they love their child. Child inexperience, go out there and start a galavan, right? Up the highway, people cutting in and out, no indication, nothing. And people have to be very careful. We in Trinidad, we had too much style in driving. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, good morning, TV.
Good morning.
See you on your listeners. When I did defensive driving, you have control of the front of your vehicle. You do have control of the back. And it's always to put the better tires to the back. So I just wanted a clarification on that. And I believe is our attitude. Besides speeds, people just have no patience, they have no courtesy. Simple little courtesies on the road could go a long way.
Well said. Thank you. Well said. So he's saying that in defensive driving, he was told that You have control of the front, but you don't have control of the back. And they were told to put the new tires to the back.
Okay, so the thing about that is, like, for example, you're driving your vehicle and your two tires to the front of your vehicle is smooth. You realize that you're not having that full control because sometimes your tire could be wobbling where you're driving and the steering shaking. So when that's happening, you really don't have full control, or maybe one tire is pulling to the left or pulling to the right. So when we think about it in those two scenarios, you really need to have the front of your vehicle with good tires. Defensive driving, I'm not saying no, but if you look at it from my point of view, and persons who could have tested this, who maybe drove vehicles where the tires smooth and you pull into the left, and also, you know, you realizing that you don't have that control in the front, it make more sense having, to me, good tires in the front of the vehicle based on my personal experience. And okay, I think that's the best way
to control it. Because, yeah, I mean, we drive in front wheel drives, and I would, I mean, I am no lecturer when it comes to driving, especially defensive driving. But the thing about it is, we drive front wheel drives, and when you mash, the front wheel grips first. The braking mechanism, you skate to the front. The front would lock up first, and then the back follows suits. All right? Unless it's an all-wheel drive.
Then after, that's different.
That's a different, if it's an all-wheel drive. But most of the vehicles...
And I want to mention as well to the caller from before, mention about trailer trucks. Trailer trucks speed so much that it's unbelievable. They're changing lanes, and sometimes that could cause drivers to panic, and that could cause accidents. Then a lot of times too, that companies, they're not checking the trailer trucks tires, or even three-ton trucks tires. So sometimes they drive on the highway and a blow just happen, and they lose control, and that could cause an accident as well. And next thing as well, I want to address too, that these vehicles these days are very fast, especially electric vehicles and so forth. So when you're driving with AC, you sometimes don't even know how fast you are driving. And it happened to me many times.
Because you're sailing. You're literally sailing.
You know, and then after, when you lose control now, you realize, but you ran into a lamppost. And then when you do check, it's because you was over the limit.
Yeah, that too, eh? Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear guest. I once had a sports car, a 3.3 liter car. And I didn't realize that once you drive a car like that, you could get challenged on the road. I was going up the highway, and on two lanes, there was a car next to me. A car tried to get in to make another lane. But he almost threw me off the shoulder. That's going up north. That's currently on the highway.
Mm.
I just had to put on some extra X and to save myself and push off. But I realized if you have a sports car or a car that looks sporty, you can get challenges on the road. And added to what I'm saying now, there are a lot of young people that live in our area. I wouldn't call the name of the area. And they've got all these Hilux and these sports cars, and they're running up and down the short streets to kill anybody on the road. And they do it in the nighttime, they do it in the daytime. But you just can't get their numbers because they do it so quick, so fast. So they're like death traps on the streets, ready to kill anybody. If you don't come off the road, you know, you're in real trouble. So this call is for the young people out there. I don't know if they can listen and do something about their driving, but they have to sort of revise their driving, and also to have people to have courtesy on the road for the other one and respect other driver. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, I could respond to that quickly. Eh? If you're driving a sports car and you face a challenge with somebody revving up next to you, that all you do, allow them to go, reduce your speed, and let them pass.
Mm-hmm.
I have done it several times. If I find you in a hurry, I not going to cuss you. I'm not going to be road raging against you. I will just move on. I don't know what is your emergency. I don't know. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Simple.
And that's it. And that is courtesy. You coming down the shoulder is not my business. That is for the law enforcement officials to address. That have nothing to do with me. So if I am coming and I see you coming off the shoulder and you want to, you know, you want to squeeze into some traffic, I gain your space to come in. Me rushing you and pushing, yeah, you know, you're driving up, you can't pass. That is unnecessary.
It don't make no sense.
You want a filter, go through. I not even going to try to stop you. I just give you space and let you pass. You know, I don't know what your emergency is. If you have one, I don't know.
I wonder if you heard about the accident that happened with, I think, Drag Racing Point 14, where I think it was like maybe two adults and one child that got injured. So, you know, so...
Right, so...
Things like that.
That's the point. Hello, good morning, quickly.
Hey, good morning, Davey.
Morning.
And good morning to your guest. Davey, one of the problems we have in this country is modification of vehicles. So we change our tire size and rim size. We change our engine. We swap the engine, we make it faster. But do we change our braking system? Do we check our suspension system? And this is one of the things that I have been advocating for a long time. When somebody does out of the specs, the manufactured specs of vehicle, they license up. Suppose when they come to do an engine change or something like that, you need to check the braking system. Because you can have a vehicle designed for a rotation of 50 kilometers per hour, but because of the change in the modification, you're now rotating at 80 kilometers per hour with the same braking system for 50 kilometers per hour. Then you have a 30 kilometers where you can't stop. And that is the problem. Modification is one of the problems. If we stay original, and I like this nice, sound good, big mufflers and it sound good, but if you stay original and everything is original, you, because of the design with specs for that system. And anytime you start to change it, you're going to throw off your entire system on the vehicle by rotation and braking system.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's a very, very good point.
Very, very valid. And the only way that license officers can check your braking system, they have to go into your vehicle and actually test the braking system for themselves.
And I don't even know if we have that. No, I mean,
that's the thing. Like you check from the outside. You don't really go into someone's vehicle and sit down and, you know, you do that check to see. And like you could be how good of a driver. If your braking system is porous, you can get into accident. And that's something that I heavy on. Like anytime I realize my brakes are low, I do basically check that and sort of that immediately.
Indeed so. One texter is saying, good morning. On the wet road, you can pick up a skid under 80 kilometers per hour. I also agree with that as well. Another one says, why doesn't cars that are new and smart have the ability to access the national roadmap for a country and the varied speed limits and automatically control the maximum speed of the car you drive? If you're outside of this, automatically you get a traffic ticket. Well, you're talking about something out of sci-fi, boy. Davey, this might be an unpopular point, but the issue of persons purchasing their license through corruption can be a factor, as persons are not going through the proper training to earn their driving permits. They don't know how to react in certain situations. And, you know, I think we pass the remit of that, because the way how things are now, I don't feel they could go and buy a license anymore. I think that system gone.
And then, Davey, most professionals would tell you put your new tires to the back. But I mean, plenty of people are putting new tires in front, but they say put the new tires in the back because that is what has caused you to spin out of control if you have a take a corner or anything. It's the back that spin out of control first.
All right. I mean, sounds
good. I'm listening to it, but I'm not agreeing with it. And I would be frank with that.
Noted. Good morning.
Good morning again. Right? I want to ask your guest here. If you're driving behind a vehicle and you see the vehicle right, course and keep 17 meters or 50 feet away, what I mean?
Okay. If you're driving, go ahead.
Yeah, you need to keep away, because most of the times vehicles that has that would be like trucks, and the braking system that they have, when they stop immediately, you will automatically run into the back of their vehicle. So that's the reason why that they have that caution, keep 17 meters away. And mostly it's with trucks, it wouldn't be like cars per se or SUVs. You wouldn't see it on those type of vehicles.
And the thing about it is with the trucking system, they have a thing called an air brakes. their air brake system, and it locks immediately in assisting with the braking mechanism on the vehicle. So keeping 17 feet meters off or so from it, because when, if you notice something, you're driving and you see the container truck or the truck and trailer, the mash, the truck skidding, the wheel bouncing, it's because the system locks immediately. That helps, because as a holder of a class 5 on my license, I have 3, 4, and 5. I can tell you, once a truck, a 3-ton van or vehicle has load, it needs more time to stop. Because when the driver engages the braking system, the vehicle is pushing forward. The goods and that's on the vehicle, the load, pushes forward. So that is why the air braking system is there, to lock and assist. Because if it has the regular system as a car or SUV, that load will push that vehicle forward. So that braking system, it locks immediately upon contact, allowing the vehicle to slow down, because it has to cater for the weight of the vehicle. And once you mash, it pushes forward before it comes to a stop. All right? So that is what I learned when I did my regulations for class 4.
And that
4.
Is 100% correct.
Yeah, for class that's 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, Davey. Hi.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Just a little correction for my last call. I was a 3.3 liter engine going up on the highway. Now, I was to the extreme right. And then currently, in those days, you don't have much shoulder. You just have a little edge. And you have a precipice going down. And then there is a car in the lane next to me, which is the middle lane. And this car comes from behind, and he pushes between my car and his car, the other car, and pushed me off the shoulder, and it became very dangerous. So I hit on the X and went ahead of him because I had no choice.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he went on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It was in between my car and the car in the middle lane, and became very dangerous. So these boys, when they see a sports car on the road also, they challenge them. Even our Hilux vehicles, I see them speeding along the highway. They speed on the highway to see which one can get ahead of the other one. But in my situation, it became very dangerous because I was on the edge of the road now. I had nowhere to go, so I had to X up and pitch off save my...
Thankfully, I was driving a 3-liter engine car and he was able to push forward. Hello, good morning. Good morning. All right. Hello? All right, we lost that one. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right, welcome back.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for the intersections at major roads. Where I live, a lot of people break damage a road, boy. 20 accidents. You see the white line they have in the road that indicates that you should stop there and the other person has you right away? I suggest that they put a hump under that white line. So the hump in you that is slowing down, we call sleeping policeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on every major road, every intersection from a minor road into a major, where you have the white line, you make that white line into a hump. So you have to stop. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel the authorities should consider that.
All right, thank you very much for your thoughts. One person says, when lives depend on it, we are there to rescue you. Good morning to you, Jude Rogers. Thank you so much for that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Yes.
I met a commissioner of transport, but I could curb what is happening on the road. A heavy 6-month imprisonment and $20,000 fine, you'll see how nice the road will be. Thank you.
One person says, let's address the elephant in the room that many are afraid of saying. The potholes and deplorable road conditions are also contributing factors. Instead of making sure that vehicles, the license officers, traffic wardens, and police who love to ticket the wind, put their fixed penalty on road defects. I would
add, that is 100% true, because the amount of potholes it have, and sometimes in unbelievable places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's been done.
So you think that the potholes are also a contributing factor?
For sure, because it has some people who sometimes they're driving, trying to avoid a pothole, slowing down, all these different things. And those who have their vehicles low, well, you know how that could be. They're trying to dodge all holes as possible because they're trying to save on their suspension because how the vehicle is low on the ground, as you see.
Yeah.
Morning, Davey. So I just want to touch on a couple points. One, the other caller that stated that modifications is an issue because they don't upgrade the braking systems and that sort of lead to majority of the accidents. Majority of the cars that get into the accidents are stock cars. That's a cars that are unmodified. And, you know, if you do a test or you do a survey, most of the cars that in accidents, as I say, is Almiras, you know, B15s, Corollas. These cars are just basic cars. The modified cars, most of the guys do upgrade their braking system because you need the additional braking to stop the now turbocharged engines and all of that in these cars. That's one. Two, your guest there said that there was two adults and a child that got into a little issue with a car that was drag racing. No, not all motorsports is drag racing. That was actually drifting. And thirdly, can you or your guests or anyone listening advise me on what qualifications does a licensing officer have to determine the roadworthiness of a car? Like, do they have a degree in auto mechanics? Do they have a bachelor's in it?
Mm-mm.
You know, what kind of certification does a licensing officer have when it comes to mechanical engineering and vehicles?
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Mm-mm. Antonio, that call a dirty boy. He asking some, fella boy. I would say this, right?
Mm. He mentioned about particular cars, like brand of cars getting an accident. You can't really say Almeras and these cars and so forth, because to me, from what I've seen, is all different cars getting an accident. And
well
to
said.
Me, like, more new cars getting an accident than older cars.
Well
and
said.
The ones who have the Almeras and so forth, you wouldn't believe that they could drive a bit better than those who maybe know getting their license and decide to purchase a new vehicle. So sometimes, you know, drag racing is drifting. Drag racing basically is a competition. So it characterizes it, I would say, essentially as the same.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, like even the caller was mentioning about the qualifications for license officers, that's something that I would know and would want to get into, because in Trinidad, we know that sometimes it's not about qualifications, but who know you?
True. One person says plenty cars rush when merging into highways. Up to yesterday, I am merging into the highway and the car behind me waiting to merge overtakes me while I am merging. I've also noticed that many new vehicles also get into accidents. Could it be because the drivers aren't properly familiar with the car, which leads them getting into accidents? And that's a good point, you know. Now, to add to the modifications, and you see to this texter who talk about license officers qualifications, I often wonder that, and that's a good question. And I think I will reach out to my producer. Let's get someone on the program that can give us insight as to how you could qualify to tell me my vehicle is roadworthy. You doing a crash course for 3 months? You're a mechanical engineer. That's a good point. Because I seen some young faces on the road and telling you your car not roadworthy. The kind of authority being meted out to these officers, how qualified are they? That's one. Two, the modifications of vehicles, and of course Antonio could testify, when you buy a car, you're told that your vehicle comes with 16s, but you can go up to 18s. When you look at the booklet, between 16 and 18 inch rims gives you enough maneuvering ability. The car performs best if you stay within. Some cars come with 14 inch rim or 15 inch rim. They tell you between 15 and 17 is good, or 15, 16 could work, and you get the best performance of the vehicle. Safe performance. But there are people who go up to 20s and who up to 24s. They tell you that there's a heavy burden on the suspension system, and they always have to be changing rack ends and steering ends on their vehicle because the bigger rims, the car wasn't designed for that one, so they modify it, yes. But they are not the ones that you really see in the accidents, because when they put on them big fancy rims and them big tires, them are speeding, you know? Because
no,
they can't.
They're taking their time.
Them taking them cruising.
They want people to look at their nice rims and so forth. And the next thing too, Davey, a lot of these new vehicles, they come with thin tires, and you need broad tires for the vehicle to actually sit on the road comfortably.
Point
and
taken.
Also, vehicles as well, like the SUVs, it's so high that the tire to the fender, it has that airspace. So sometimes when you turn in a corner at a particular rate, you now could easily flip. So that's why you would see sports vehicles a bit lower, so that way, when it is that they could turn corners, they're turning corners easily without any issue that it may have the vehicle to flip per se. So that's something that not being talked about with these people who are selling new vehicles.
Well said. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Davey. Good morning.
Davey, most of the time accident takes place is when you see driver want to rush out. When they're coming out of this minor road on time, they already just feel the person in the minor road just feel them hardy right away, you know. They see a little distance and they rush out in front of you and have you campaign out, scrambling for brakes and things. Brakes in. Watch that. It has happened. What's not here, man? You know how much time I just get away people right in front of me here? They'll be on the main road, right? And I just see people coming out the minor road. And they're rushing out by the rush. And here now, they're bad with all of that. And you want to bounce me? Well, bounce me.
Yeah, boy.
Road rage.
Yeah, road rage. Thank you for sharing the experience, man. Good morning, quickly.
Morning to you, David. Morning to your guests. Now, some of the things to me that cause accidents is basically, you know, tires, smooth. Drunkenness, speed, and you know the other thing? Or use of phone, all these things. They are basically, you know, cause accidents in Trinidad. But you know what's the other thing?
What's that?
That you want to advocate for? The absence of consequence. So if you have fined me $1,000, and I tell you, hey, did your merit points put you in a position where you can't get your license? Well, let's take away that. Once in the back of a man's mind, the only thing to do is to pay a fine and not a major consequence, he paid $1,000 and he gone back speeding. So while we're talking about all the thing, and by the way, a licensing officer is qualified under what he can do under the Motor Vehicle and Road Traffic Act. So this thing about engineering and all kind of thing is nonsensical. My thing is, there are things in Trinidad that we always like easy and for, and that is the major thing, consequence. So you pay the fine, and based on your point system, you can't drive for 2 months. You want a bad thing reduced? I beg to urge you all.
All right.
Not everything is about fine.
All right, thank you.
Leave the consequence, baby. Yeah.
All right, cool. And the thing about it is, even with the demerit point system, we were still having the accidents on the road on the roadways. So
yeah, because we are a lawyer society.
That's right. And the fines are not cheap. So if I speed and I pay $1,000 and I speed next one and get $1,000 and all that, my pocket, it got affect me financially.
What about those who not even paying? It has some who have tickets for.
You have to pay, pal. The way the system is right now, you cannot get away from it. And let me explain.
It's not like a tell you, but it are people who still somehow they have license that expired and they're driving.
Well, no. Well, if you're driving with an expired license, some persons are not making an excuse because some of us we may not check it, and when we do check, we realize, oh my gosh, my license expired, and we had, you know, it could happen to us, right?
Yeah.
And you had to go and deal with it. Sometimes if the police stop you and it expired by a day or two, you could actually forget, right? You could actually forget that. But if your license expire by a year.
Intentional ones.
You will know intentional if you catch them and a year the license expired. Or 7 months and all that. But if a license expired a week ago, some days ago, you could the license officer or whoever could you could understand that because you can't forget.
Hi, good morning, everybody. As the last caller spoke about license officers, what about the license officers who telling us our cars are not roadworthy, but they have music in their vehicles that not supposed to be there, according to them. Some of them have fast cars, some of them have dark tint, and parking their vehicles in license office before they go to work.
Morning, Davey. Calling from Pitti Valley. I think the major reason for a lot of those accidents at intersection, they're breaking the red light. All right, they're rushing, the light changing from green to yellow. They're rushing it. Sometimes they're 100 feet away, they know they can't make it, and they're still flying through, done to red already, while you're trying to pull off, and you just happen to glance somebody on your right-hand side there, and you hit your brakes. right? I happen to me many times. Anytime I am pulling out from a traffic light, I always make sure that the traffic stop it. It happens by Rapsi Street as well. And you realize that there's several accidents that take place at the traffic light intersection by Crystal Stream there. And Sierra Leone, that's by KFC, Super Farm, and Pili Valley Highway, the highway there, Digo Martin. All right, and if they check the cameras, they find out that probably about 95% of the times is because somebody break a light.
Thank you very much for sharing that. We have to wrap the interview, but let me take another call quickly. I know you're trying to reach in. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I just find that this day and age in this country especially, road rage is too much. It's overbearing now.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to put something in place. I mean, you can't put a police officer at every corner. When these young people know, in fact, if we could renew your permit, you have to go through some sort of defensive driving course now. It should be mandatory because it is ridiculously stupid on the outside here, on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Look, just 2 minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
a truck, if you know Shogunas, if you come off the highway, there's Factory Road. There's two lanes. One, just when you come off the highway, you take the right lane to go into Shogunas, and you take the left lane to go across into Factory Road. A big truck, a 8-ton truck, on the outer lane, where he's supposed to go across the road to Factory Road, this man with his big truck could be turned to the right. So everybody on the next lane has to stop because he's a big truck. We have to start to do some defensive driving, incorporated into the acquiring a license and renewing a license, because it is bad. It is ridiculous now.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
road rage is ridiculous. I don't care who say what now.
All right.
You're going to renew defensive driving course and instead incorporate it so it could be better in this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And guys, we have leave it there. Antonio Prescott, thank you very much for chiming in this morning on what causes road accidents. And have a safe travel in Guyana and return home safely. As we can probably do a part two to this next week, Wednesday. God's
sure,
care life.
Yeah.
So
this is, and I would say this before I go on, David, that once you can drive in Guyana,
oh gosh,
you can drive anywhere. Because we may say in Trinidad, we drive badly, but in Guyana, it was.
Wow. Well, you will share your experience when you come back home,
yes.
All right? So thank
sure.
you very much to Antonio Prescott. Have a good one.
All right, welcome.
Yeah, man.
You too. Thank
all
you.
All right, safe travels to you, buddy.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.